Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an incredible photographer, local photographer, OMG. It's Keith. Keith, please introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Keith Clark. I'm a freelance concert photographer. Well, freelance photographer, but I mostly do concerts and music-related photography.
Yeah, so. And you have an amazing voice. Like, you sound like you could be doing radio.
Well, I've definitely got the face for it. So. My days in front of the camera are long done, so that's why I'm behind the lens now.
Now you're behind the lens. Okay, so tell me how it all got started. And you actually play music back in the day as well. So what came first, music or the photography?
Well, the music came first, basically. Grew up playing guitar and then played in some bands and took up... always needed a bass player, so I ended up moving from that. Being a rhythm guitar player, it was easy to transition over to the bass. So I got to fill out the bottom end and whatnot. Had a couple of fun times. So I had a band back in... Started in the early 90s. We called it Joe Cool. And then I've had a couple of different variations of that over the years. The last variation was up until, 2010, I guess.
Did you guys wear sunglasses?
No. But it was a fun adventure, but I'm not overly focused when it comes to playing. And I found myself it was very difficult to basically, I don't have the memory to remember everything. And I'm always amazed by musicians and artists that can sit there and you call out a couple of chords in a song and say, it's this song, and they know it. So it was the music that started. How I started was basically we were playing shows around town, and every time we were at a show, usually there was three or four bands on a bill, us being one of them, I'd always have a little camera with me. Mm-hmm. So I started taking photos, and I ended up taking some pictures of a friend of mine's band. They were called Trophy Wife, and gave them the photos, and they ended up using it for one of their albums.
Awesome.
So I got an album credit, and I thought, okay, well, there might be something to this. And so from there, then I obviously started buying better cameras and better lenses.
Do you remember what your first camera was?
My first camera, my first digital SLR was a Canon Rebel with a 50mm lens. And basically just shot with that and then went into the I think I had a 30D. and then a 40D, and then a 50D, and then I got into the 5Ds and all that. So it just never ends. It's like basically I switched from buying guitars and basses to buying camera gear.
It
cost me about the same amount of money. But guitar-wise, I had probably at one point 37 guitars.
37?
And now I've got probably, well, I've still got 10 guitars in my house, but I've been playing them a little bit, but
good.
Just for my own entertainment. But camera-wise, I mean, I've got 12 cameras, about 40 lenses.
Right.
So it took over. That's where it is now.
Let's go back to the music. Let's talk about what music you were listening to back in the day. What were you inspired by? Because you said you were a metalhead back in the day.
Well, I was, but going back, I grew up in a household. My mom loved Elvis and all the 50s, like Chuck Berry and Bill Haley and the Comets and whatnot. So I grew up with that. From there in the mid-70s, like every other guy my age, I'm in my 50s, mid to late 70s, we all discovered Kiss, and suddenly we all wanted to be rock stars. So I got into Kiss, and then that opened up doors into more heavier stuff, and got into the Deep Purples, Black Sabbath, and I became a huge, huge Rush fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into the progressive metal and whatnot, and from there, then you would think that would have been my path, but no, I took a bit of time off, and when I came back to it, I got right into blues and went right back to the roots.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I played blues for the last, I don't know, probably 10 years.
Amazing.
When I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then yeah, with life and the photography picking up and having a couple of kids and basically something I had to give and rehearsing two times a week and playing every weekend and whatnot became a little bit challenging and having a full-time job. So something I had to give. So I basically stopped performing in 2013 and just focused on the photography.
All right. Well, going back to the Kiss, I'm sure you went to a concert. Have you gone to a Kiss concert?
No, actually, oddly enough, I have never seen Kiss live.
Oh, you never seen Kiss live?
No.
Okay, have you seen the tribute?
I've seen the tribute. I photographed the tribute. I know a couple of the guys in the tribute.
Yeah,
so,
and then...
Yeah, Alive and Kissing.
Alive and Kissing, exactly. I've interviewed them. And if you did go to a concert, which face paint would you do?
I would have to go as the bass player, Gene Simmons.
Right? Oh, okay. So, all right.
Of course, it would be, you know, instead of tall and skinny, we'd be wide and large.
Right. We're going to get to some music here. Tell me about the Get Mines.
The Get Mines. I started photographing them. Their bass player, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
We were friends from when we worked together in our day jobs. And me and my wife ran a jam out in Surrey. And he came out with his band at the time that... And they played a version of Led Zeppelin that was just phenomenal, blew everybody away in the house. And we became friends after that, and I started, you know, following what they were doing. And they transitioned into a band called Man the Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've photographed Man the Wolf at their CD release and whatnot at the Rickshaw. And me and Cliff stayed and friends, as well as the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've just been basically following Cliff's career and photographing the various bands he's been in. He's been We Hunt Buffalo.
Seen the We Hunt Buffalo, and I've seen Cliff perform on stage, and I'm telling you, he gives it. He's giving her, and he's all over the stage, and he's a performer.
I've got pictures of Cliff with short hair and no facial hair.
What? That's good. That's a mystery to me.
And now you look at him, and he's long. Hi, Cliff, by the way.
Yeah, hi, Cliff.
And the Get Mines, following Cliff, I got to know Mike and Dave, and they invited me out to shoot some stuff when they were recording with Jesse Deff, who is from the Fromites. And basically, we did some studio session work, and they used it in their album and whatnot. So again, more album credits and for photography, and they're using a lot of my stuff. And lo and behold, they rang me up and said, hey, we're recording at New West at Red Sound. Come on down. So went down, and they actually convinced me to play some cowbell on one song. So,
Nice.
I don't recall off the top of my head what the name of the track is.
No worries.
I can't give it to you.
Well, we're going to play Circa 84 right here on CJSF.
Oh my God, I love it. So retro.
Yeah, that was the Get Mines, yo. All right, so here at CJSF, we love to promote female artists, and Keith knows a few of them. Tell me about Kathy Frank.
Well, Kathy, again, through our jam. By the way, the jam only ran for about 9 months, and it was out in this restaurant in Surrey in the heart of Wally. And we played every Monday night, and we called it the Stormy Monday Blues Jam. And from there, we had this little network, and we called it the Blues Family. So Kathy was one of the members, and she would come out. She loved coming to our jam because she could bring her daughter along. And unlike a lot of bars, she would have to leave Tamia. And so ours, we were always encouraging the kids, because that's how you expose them to new music and whatnot. And Tamia is always seen her mom perform and play. So so Kathy would come out, and we got to know each other, and she was always hiring musicians to play with when she was playing shows. And I approached her one night, and I said, you know what, Kathy, why, you know, let's put together just a solid core band behind you, and then you know, we'll get that nice and solid, and we'll go out and do shows. So she was all for it. So we ended up working away at it, and it was myself, Jade Derrett on drums, and Terry Gage on guitar. And it was the final lineup. And so we played a bunch of different shows and whatnot, and then Kathy came up with a concept called Blues Through the Ages, where she basically would take and perform songs from the 1800s in traditional blues all the way to modern day, and the last would always, she would finish the day off or the night off with one of her songs off her album. So I played one of those shows, and then she did the big show at the Columbia, and that was probably the last time I saw Kathy before she moved and whatnot. And unfortunately, she passed away, and I won't get the chance to play with her again, but phenomenal powerhouse vocalist. When B.B. King came rolling through, her and her girlfriend, Cece, they managed to get on the bus, and she sang for B.B. King, and and he was really impressed with Kathy. So, yep, she was a good egg. So,
yes, and you will be impressed as well. This is Give It Up, Daddy.
Give it up, Daddy. Okay. your eyes and you soothe me with a whisper. Despite the cruel words of those lullabies, my light is yours, your light is mine. We come together beyond space and time. When we gleam and beam,
I made you in my image, and I held you with adoring eyes, and I soothed you with a memory of those songs that still make me smile. My light is yours, your light is mine. We come together beyond space and time. When we gleam and beam, that was Gleam and Beam, baby, from their album Human. And you were saying that the bulk of this album was recorded where?
The bulk of Human was recorded at Hipposonic Studios in Vancouver, which, if you don't know who Hipposonic are, they occupy the space that used to be Studio B of Low Mountain Sound.
Mm.
So their producer, Sheldon Zarco, phenomenal producer, engineer. He did some time at Low Mountain Sound as well. So, yeah, we had a good time. It was the first time in when they called me to come into the studio and shoot. It was the first time in about 35 years I had set foot in that place. And, yeah, it's changed a little bit, but, you know, they had a bunch of pictures. And Nimbus Recording School is next door in Studio A.
Mm.
So, yeah, it was different walking in there.
When you take the photos, what do you choose for the background? Like, do you just kind of choose it right then and there? Or you just kind of find something there? Or they already have something predetermined already?
For
like, let's just say the Stone Poets?
Stone Poets, well, when we're in the studio, I'm just capturing the moments in mm-hmm. the studio, like Mark playing a grand piano or a Hammond organ, Sherelle in, you know, right. in the control booth just singing. When it comes to promo shoots, then yeah. basically we set up usually a backdrop of some sort, and we'll take photos and we'll just use those. It really depends. I've done other promos for bands that basically could be in a back alley mm-hmm. somewhere. When I shot Heads promos, it was some of them were in the studio in the lobby.
Yeah.
And then other ones were down a stairwell in the back.
So you just kind of have the eye for it and just say, hey, what about here?
I try and gear it towards where, like, what kind of music it is. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, I'm not going to take, if I'm shooting a rap artist.
Right.
I'm not going to shoot him
in front of
a barn with horses.
Right.
Unless he's, like Beyonce and right. suddenly doing a country album. But I try and fit, the location or the theme to the genre of music, right? So.
All right. Now tell me about this next band called Never Another.
Never Another. Great band. They take me back to old school metal, hard rock. Rick is the leader of that band. And I really dig their sound. They're a great bunch of guys to work with. I've shot them a lot. And they just have a real heavy sound and something that you listen to in the car when you're driving down the highway.
All right, let's check it out. Here's Make Believe.